You may never have heard of the Battle of Island Mount. However, what occurred there in the fall of 1862 was more than just another skirmish between Confederate and Union troops. It was significant because of who fought there and the outcome of the battle. The reason such a small battle had very large results is today's edition of the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Just 1 year into the Civil War, former slaves were ready to take up arms and fight with the Union Army.
Abraham Lincoln did not want his federal troops recruiting African Americans or former slaves into armed service.
They could only be used in support roles, but historian Jim Rehart says Brigadier General of Volunteers Jim Lane of Kansas had armed former slaves and formed the 1st Kansas Regiment in the fall of 1862. On October 29th, the 1st Kansas fought Confederate bushwhackers at the Battle of Island Mound, about 50 miles south of Kansas City. Those men made U.S. military history that day.
Who was the first black regiment to engage in the Civil War? Well, it's the 1st Kansas. But who were the first federally recognized? That might go to the 54th Massachusetts, as known in the movie Glory.
The 1st Kansas was technically under the control of the state government, not federal. The 1st Kansas withstood a cavalry charge by the bushwhackers, then engaged in hand-to-hand combat. Union reinforcements pushed the bushwhackers to retreat.
When the battle is over, one of the bushwhacker leaders is quoted in town as saying the devils fought like tigers. And so we know that they fought very, very well, very valiantly. We know that they lost 7 other troops and 1 officer.
7 troops and 1 officer were killed. It's estimated that 30 bushwhackers lost their lives. The 1st Kansas had won the battle and proved former slaves could work together as a military unit. Island Mound State Historic Site preserves the place where the 1st Black Regiment engaged in combat in the Civil War. Traveling the countryside near Butler, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.